DJW Mobile.
And Gerald, TR, I sent you an email a little bit earlier, and you had some, thought maybe it might interest you. I don't know if it does or not, and it had something about Arduinos on there.
I have boxes full of those things. I've got more servos than I'll probably ever use. They're so cheap nowadays compared to what they were, but they, but those aren't the ones I would put in a very fast airplane. These are the ones you put in a foam wing airplane or something like that. One that, you know, that just floats around in the sky, doesn't really do much anything. But yeah, I appreciate that. I've seen those, but got drawers full of them.
Well, yesterday I went back to my junk box. I took a, you know, those little photo cells they put on the overhead doors nowadays. Well, ours don't use it. We got an older one, but I put a digital control on it, but it doesn't use the photo cells. I kind of wish it did. And I took the wire off of it, which is really handy. And I have a motion detector when we go up and down the stairs, and it turns a light on the stairwell. And so I took that wire off of them out of the junk box and found me a 5-volt DC power supply and wired it up to that motion light where I don't have to change batteries once every month.
I've got to do that same thing to the kitchen sink water spout. It's got one that, you know, you touch it with your elbow and the water comes on, and you touch it again and it goes off. I just changed those this past weekend. I have to change them about once a year. I might get more than a year out of them, but it's, I know I have to change them at least once a year. And that's a hassle. I just need to figure out a way to get some electricity up under the sink and figure out, you know, use one of those, what do they call those, the dork buck converters, just to get the voltage to whatever it needs to be. AA batteries, so whatever that comes out to, 1.2 times 6, 9 volts, 9 point something volts.
And wall warts and do 9 volts, surely. I don't know what this one come off of. I think it was off a modem or something. But, yeah, I don't worry very much about low voltages like that. And it works great. But that isn't too often you have to change those. These have got, oh, I don't know, about 12 LEDs in them. And they're like 6,000. And they really light up the stairwell nicely. But they draw 300 mils. Well, that don't seem like very much. But it just had 4.5 volts on it, three AA batteries. It seemed like I had to change them once a month, Dave, and that's a pain.
When you're putting it in there, that won't be bad, but about the fifth or sixth time you change them, you start thinking, okay, this has got to go.
Our mobile. Roger, I had to find a way. I didn't have a receptacle near there, and I had to find a way to make the wire invisible. And that little white solid wire for those door safeties are really great. And so I did that and then just spliced it into the 5-volt power supply wires. And it worked like a champ. And there's another one at the bottom of the stairs that goes on, and I think I'm going to do the same thing to that if I can find another 5-volt power supply or else build one. The wall wart's nice. You can just plug it in and forget about it. But it was a little tricky getting it to the inside of that motion detector. But c'est la vie, that's the way it goes. I haven't seen them in years now. I got them at Costco's, I think. And I wish I'd have bought a spare set, and I didn't. But they really work great. Well, we're headed down to Aldi's, and we're down here about, we're in Taylor's, down here by the fire department, I guess, Dave.
I'll pass the peach shed on 101 going down to the post office. Got to take my first great-grandson's baby blanket to the post office and have it mailed to him. His name is Beckham Rockford Smith. Beckham, the guy she married was from the UK. Anyway, I'm officially a great-grandfather now.
Snuck there, Dave. 1 foot in the grave and the other on a banana peels, they say. Well, I'm just 47 and dyslexic myself.
And I get numbers backwards all the time just like that.
Congratulations.
This is KO4NUE. Name is Chad. Location is Campobello, South Carolina. And just running a few errands. Shane, go ahead and pick it up, sir.
Hey, just out in the car. It's neat to hook up with you. I just got this rig and put the antenna in the garage. Temporarily, of course. It's going to go up to 80 feet in a tree. It's a J-pole, and it's for repeater work. Anyway, this is an ICOM 820H rig, and it seems to be working fine. Over.
Okay. Yeah, KTYN. Yeah, it's sounding really good. Are you new to the area? Name here is Shane, and what's your name on your next over?
Very good. Thanks for the call. I've got you down here as N4ZLK. Okay. The name here is John Juliet Oscar Hotel November, and we are near West Georgia Road in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Over.
Been over that way for 17 years, not far off of West Georgia, and so I know right where you are. And, well, welcome to the repeater. And the other guy we've got is Chad, KO4NUE. Go ahead, Chad.
Just want to say hello to both of you today. And I headed to the post office. Got to put some stuff in the mail and figured I'd jump up on the radio. I've been doing some digital stuff this morning and needed to get a break and get away from, you know, all the digital and just get on RF for a little bit. How are y'all today?
Yeah. No problem. That's my lower back. It's not giving me any trouble, so no diabetes. Blood pressure's excellent. Yeah.
I'm not sure if you moved or what, but we didn't get much of that last transmission. You were coming in really well the first couple, but this last one, you could barely hold the repeater.
Hey, no joy, John. You're in and out. We got none of that. If you can bring your power up just a little bit, see if that helps. But we're just not able to copy anything you're transmitting. So, Shane, where are you headed today, sir?
I'm also headed to the post office, but it's deliveries. So we got to hit the Berea, headed down Whitehorse right now, and then head out to Easley. Make a couple of those deliveries, and then find some lunch and start making some pickups.
So you got a full day today.
This company's good at making sure all of our days are pretty full.
I know. I ran across one of those trucks the other day. Had a female driver, and she had dropped her right hand side in a ditch, and she. Afraid she's gonna get in trouble and want me to help pull her out on the road. So I did. I got her back out on the road and she took off. So she was in a hurry.
In my 31 year career there, I can't say I haven't done the same thing.
Well, Shane, if you can hear me, I didn't get much of that one. You dropped out a couple of times, but I'm fixing to destinate and. Gonna go on and take care of business. So you have a wonderful day, Shane, and 73's to you. And it's KO4NUE. I'm gonna clear on out. Have a good one, Shane. Talk at you later on down the log.
Pump the power up. There must be something going on with propagation today. I normally don't have this issue. Have a good day, though. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK Mobile. YN, KTYN. John, are you still there? N4ZLK. 4 is that LK clear?